Welcome to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. How do you feel about your body? Do you love it? Do you hate it? Are you proud of it, or do you just want to hide it from the world? In today's dose, I share the story of when my negative body self-image almost destroyed one of the coolest travel experiences of my life. Oddly enough, this was closely followed by one of the weirdest experiences I've ever had as a performer. It's a wild ride of self-discovery and impromptu entertainment that we hope you enjoy. Check it out. I was walking with a friend this morning, and he mentioned his...
I've got friends. My name's Bob.
He came and met me at the park, and we did Tai Chi together. Mm-hmm. I don't want to mention his name because I want to share what he said. And this is the thing, because...
Because it's embarrassing.
He was talking about the child of his girlfriend, who's a senior in high school, and how he said... She turns and she gives her the Billie Eilish face. You know, the I don't care at all about you face. And I never thought of Billie Eilish's face as being an I don't care about you face.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But I think what it is it's a I don't care what you think enough to allow it to change me face.
Yes, okay.
Right, which is a little bit different. But it made me consider her face a little differently. Because I think Billie Eilish is gorgeous in a very interesting way. And I love her body positivity toward herself.
Yeah.
This is something my firstborn, Devin, let us know when we were in Dallas that she has a body positive household. And I love this concept of just, you're okay. We're okay. Wherever you are, you can be working towards something. You can be struggling with something, but we're okay. Right? And I like that. I liked it better before I started losing weight. Because I still want everybody to go, oh, look, you look great. You look like you lost some weight.
Yeah.
But that kind of falls into the not so body positive of I couldn't feel good about this body until I dropped weight. And the truth is, I always feel fine about my body. I mean, even when I'm as fat as I've been okay. The only time I wasn't was when I was in China. And I was in the National Training Center for Wushu, Kung Fu, and Tai Chi. Mm-hmm. And there were all these incredible world-class athletes. And I'm also traveling with all the Kung Fu students from our Tai Chi school. And I am literally the fattest man in the building. And I could see it by a long shot. And I could see the way the young athletes would look at my belly as they walk by. And I know it was the symbol of like American overconsumption.
Yeah.
This is what I'm feeling inside me. But I walked away from that experience. I loved being there because I wanted to be there, and it was a cool, when are you going to get a chance to train with the Chinese national team, right? You don't, but I did. But I walked away from there feeling horrible about my body and feeling like I didn't eat supper that night. I was like, I'm not contributing anymore to this body. And I ate the next day, but it was a feeling that I didn't have very often and really haven't had since. And I didn't like it. I knew it was a wrong feeling that even being fat, if it's unhealthy for you, what's unhealthier is you looking at yourself with hate and disdain and, you know, so lesson learned. The other interesting thing, that restaurant that we ate in, we had to walk through a stairwell that one side was all wooden penises and the other side was all wooden vaginas. And we were what was coming between the penises and the vaginas on these walls. It was leading. We had to walk through the Chinese sex museum in order to get into the restaurant that we're going to eat in. It was interesting to see this stuff. I've never seen so many phalluses, so many shapes and sizes, and most of them carved out of wood. But it was the whole experience was rather interesting. The other thing was we got on stage that night in front of 300 people. Our whole party got on stage. Did I tell you this story before?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, we're in Kunming, China, South Central China. We're in a restaurant nightclub. This is the one that we had to walk through those hallways to get into the actual restaurant area of it. So this MC who's on the stage, and he's killing it, and we can't understand anything that he's saying. He at the end of one act, he looks out in the audience and he says, "We have some American friends here. Get on the stage."
Oh.
And my shifu, my teacher, looks at me, and the two guys that we have look at me, and they're all looking at me, and he's looking like, "You're the performer," and it made me wonder, if he said when we went in there that we have a performer here from America,
like he kind of gave them a heads up.
But then we all get on stage, all the people traveling with my Tai Chi master get on stage, and thankfully my Tai Chi buddy Rodney Robertson, who is a master of all martial arts, and his family get on stage too, and we're standing in front of this audience, and they're like, well, do something. It's like, what do you do, right? So I started singing, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. And everyone on the stage knew the song,
yep,
and all started singing the song. And we got through two verses of that, and it went silent. And they're all looking at me like, what now? And so I said, I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Nice.
All you other brothers can't deny. And that's the only line I know out of the whole song.
Sure.
Thankfully, Devin and Nick know the whole song.
Oh, good.
Picked it up from there, started singing. We got Rodney's kids doing beatboxes while they're singing this song, and the audience is clapping along, and it was the most ridiculous spectacle of American people in South Central China that you've ever seen. I wasn't thinking so much about my weight problem after that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's true story. Awesome. Weird.
I love that.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. That is a lot to pack into one trip, especially from a body image standpoint. Going from self-conscious in front of a big audience to Sir Mix-a-Lot in front of a big audience is pretty remarkable. It's a really good example of being able to put out of your mind what other people think, because it really only matters what you think and if you're having fun. Have a great day.